Now, the rest of the story. During the American Revolutionary War, General George Washington and British General Howe occasionally wrangled over the exchange of prisoners. More often than not, such bargaining escalated into arguing. And then October of 1776 came the Battle of Germantown. Washington and his troops defeated withdrew. After a long retreat, they set up camp at Pennypacker's Mills. And their senior officers huddled to discuss what next. Now, the morning of the 6th was engulfed in fog. It was fog so dense that one could get quite lost only a few yards from the most familiar object. Fog so impenetrable that one of General Howe's command might have become confused and groped his way right into George Washington's camp. Anyway, that's precisely what did happen. It was late in the afternoon before the hapless A. Waller actually surrendered to revolutionary officers. He offered no resistance of any kind. He simply quietly stood at attention, presenting only the essential dog tag information. Observing his bearing, American soldiers remarked at the excellence of British training. He must be brought before General Washington at once. And he was. And upon their meeting, General Washington smiled. He patted the young prisoner on his shoulder. And he said, "Where are you from, boy?" The prisoner was silent. The officer who had brought him in repeated the dog tag data he had learned outside. Washington stroked his chin thoughtfully. How might this situation be used to revolutionary advantage, he wondered. Or this time, in this particular case, ought it be exploited at all? Anyway, while aides waited for orders of disposition, the commander-in-chief pondered, and at last he spoke. The POW was not to be released. Rather, he was to be escorted back to his redcoat camp under a flag of truce. An aide gasped. General Howe was in Philadelphia by now, and Philadelphia was 25 miles away. But Washington, unblinking, continued. He said a communication party must attend the prisoner, must march forward unarmed and hail the enemy. Otherwise, the mission could end in disaster. The soldiers saluted and removed the prisoner. As they were doing so, General Washington called after them with final instructions. Their captive was to be well-fed before the journey, well-fed throughout the journey, well-cared for. Well, he was. No record exists of the British response to Washington's unique gesture. It is believed that the prisoner had gone AWOL during the Battle of Germantown, although not intentionally, and that once remanded to British custody, he was not disciplined. According to the mutually agreed military code of the time, General Washington could have treated his captive as a spoil of war, could have done with him precisely whatever he wished. And also, according to the tradition of haggling over POWs, Washington might have used the young prisoner as a pawn. But the commander-in-chief didn't either, and there is no doubt as to why. Because he, like General Howe, was a lover of animals. The dog tag information obtained by revolutionary troops from their prisoner was taken from a real dog collar. For you see, despite the countless details of life and death significance which preoccupied the prospective father of his country, George Washington took the time to make the decision of which you have just learned, and to give back something identified as the British commander's beloved personal property. And with this note, and I quote, "General Washington does himself the pleasure to return to General Howe his dog." And now you know the rest of the story.